From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. About a month ago, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation made an announcement. Starting in 2020, people could get an X instead of an M or an F on their driver's license. The thing is, people were already doing that.
Trans and non-binary people, people who don't identify as male or female, but perhaps, you know, like somewhere in the middle or outside that spectrum entirely, had already found a way to have a gender-neutral option on their license.
Alex Stern is a producer on The Why, and she reported this story. She says people in Pennsylvania did this via an unofficial process.
Often with the help of a woman named Linda.
What does shifting tides at the DMV have to do with trans rights? And why do we ask drivers about their gender anyway? Today on The Why, X marks at PennDOT. So you knew some people who had done this, who were able to get this X on their driver's license. How many people are we talking about?
So for this story, I found five people with an X or a U. U stands for undefined, and that, I think, is primarily the marker that people had been able to get in the past, but some have been able to get an X. PennDOT told me that they have issued around 31 IDs total with an X or a U. The oldest one that I found was a U. It was from January 2017, and it belonged to Epches Yes.
I'm a theater artist and designer, and I live in Germantown.
Epches prefers they-them pronouns. They wanted a U on their driver's license just because they felt like that was the most accurate description for them.
Without it, I feel like I'm lying. I feel like I'm lying all the time.
Epches is a Quaker, so part of their, like, grounding faith is to never lie. And they felt like when they were presenting an ID to people that had not a U, but maybe an M or an F on it, that was lying.
Right.
So it was important to them to not have to do that. So when they found out it was an option, they knew they wanted to go for it. I'll say, though, the way they found out was entirely through rumor.
Just a friend told me that they had seen or someone else had seen a driver's license with a U on it.
Right, so this is not an official option at this point.
Yeah, absolutely not. There was no way to, like, Google it. And when they did look online, they were able to find this form called the DL32, which is...
Ah, yes, the old DL32.
Yeah, the DL32. It's officially called a Request for Gender Change. It's something that PennDOT put out in 2010 when it started letting people switch from M to F on their driver's license as they were undergoing medical transition as a trans person.
Mm-hmm.
And typically you would have to have this form signed by a doctor or a therapist or a social worker. But the problem with that is that it only had an M box and an F box on it.
Okay.
There was no third option. So Epches took that form to their therapist and was like, what do we do with this? And together the two decided to just draw a U-box on it in pen. They, like, literally altered the form with a pen.
And then I, like, wrote a bunch of different words that it could stand for. Like, I wrote, like, unique. I wrote, like, unimportant. So, yeah, I was definitely really nervous, but I just really lucked out, I guess, because when my number was called and I went up and it was Linda there.
You've been reporting on this story for like a few weeks now, and I've heard Linda's name come up again and again in your reporting, and Linda is sort of the linchpin of this story, right?
Yeah, Linda, I have been referring to Linda as a little bit of a folk hero. She is definitely, I would say, an ally.
And I'm a driver license examiner assistant at PennDOT at South 70th Street. I can't even put into words. I really can't, but I love the LGBT community.
We'll talk about Linda a little bit more in a minute, but I will say that Linda helped Epches with, like, almost no questions asked. Like, she just took Epches's form and gave them an ID with a U on it in, like, maybe 4 or 5 minutes, Epches said. And that was the thing that Epches found, like, extremely positive about this experience.
It was like, this is the most normal thing in the world. And I think that was the most affirming response I could have ever asked for.
That's all I want, is for people to be comfortable, because I'm comfortable with everybody. So I want everybody to be comfortable with me. I don't have no discrimination against anyone. you know, no matter what. I mean, people are people and they need to be treated like people.
You know, your ID is like literally the thing that says who you are. You hand it over to people all the time, right? Like if you're boarding a plane, if you're entering a bar, if you get pulled over, and people want it to be right. So, kind of flabbergasted, Epchez leaves the DMV with the gender marker they wanted. And what they do is they immediately go on this big Facebook group that has thousands of queer people who live in Philadelphia on it.
And I was so excited that I like stupidly didn't even black out my ID information. So then I had to take that down and then repost it with it all blacked out. But then I wanted to let people know that it was possible.
And they wrote this long post about how they got their license, sort of like a step-by-step, like, I went to the 70th Street DMV. At that point, it was the Island Ave DMV in Southwest Philly. I saw Linda. This is the form I presented. So all of a sudden, there's this sort of instruction manual. And also, all of a sudden, the Linda myth is born.
So, I mean, how was Linda able to do this? This is not an official policy at this point. So how can a PennDOT employee put a U or an X on a license?
Yeah, I was wondering that too. So I did talk to PennDOT. I talked to Alexis Campbell, who's a press secretary there, and she explained that the U option was sort of deep in the system.
While the U was there, its intended function was not necessarily for the purposes of a non-binary designation, although it sort of created space for that to be placed in the future.
It was pretty much there solely for record keeping in another computer system. It really wasn't even supposed to go on driver's licenses, but you could see it in the driver's license system at the DMV.
It seems like staff realized that it was possible because there's a third option in the little gender dropdown on their screen.
And then all of a sudden there were people out there with the U or the X on their driver's license, and word spread among the community. And, you know, that happens on Facebook and online a lot of the times, like with Epchez. But it's not just online. I spoke to Dexter Rose.
I am on the Gender Affirming Services team at Mazzoni Center.
That's a health and wellness center for the LGBTQ community. And Dexter and other people were also telling people, go to the 70th Street DMV. Go on a Saturday morning.
They were like in. They sort of were passing along those tips.
Kind of like, you know, word of mouth around like, this is the most successful way. This is the way that we know that it's been easiest for folks. So it's just trying to follow that formula.
Alex, was this legal, what Linda was doing?
I should say Linda and other employees were doing this as well. It wasn't illegal by any means. According to federal law, states don't have to put a gender on your driver's license in the first place. All they have to have is your name and your address and your date of birth. It's just like a field that exists within the Pennsylvania and I think most other states' systems. So those employees were just sort of utilizing the system that was there to give people what they were asking for. But on top of it, this process, I think, people that I talked to about it described it as feeling kind of shameful. You're doing something that's like a little illicit or at the very least weird.
It's not by the rules, not any rules that you can read.
If you have to do something outside of the box without having that official paperwork, it can feel like, oh, I'm like a secret or like this is something that I'm not supposed to do.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Shai Benyakov. I'm talking to Alex Stern about PennDOT's announcement that they're going to roll out a gender-neutral marker on driver's licenses starting in 2020. So, Alex, you were saying before that, you know, right now, before this policy goes into effect, asking for this to be on your license is sort of like covert. You have to be in the know to do it. You have to maybe find the right person. Has anybody been turned away when asking for it?
Yeah, I spoke with Finn Nahill. They're 18 years old.
I use non-binary, trans, and genderqueer just like interchangeably, honestly.
And they actually have gotten turned down twice during this process.
Twice?
Yeah, two different times at two different DMVs, including that 70th Street DMV.
I was sitting there like thinking to myself afterward, like, I know this is possible, so why are they telling me it's not? It was like this feeling of like hopelessness where I was like, if this isn't working, what can I do differently? What's my next option? Because there's no clear-cut path.
They were eventually able to get actually an X on their license. And the way they were able to do that is their mom called their state rep after they had been turned down the second time. And the state rep's chief of staff ultimately accompanied Finn to that third DMV appointment. And that one went smoothly. And then Finn was the first person to get an X at the Huntington Valley DMV. And they, honestly, I think were just really exhausted by this whole process.
The predominant feeling when I left was just kind of relief. I was like, great, now I'm done. I'm done. I have it, and it's all set, and I don't have to fight anymore.
So does PennDOT's new policy mean people won't have to jump through extraordinary hoops in the future other than the normal stuff you deal with when you go to the DMV?
Normal DMV hoops, yeah. Yes. But PennDOT is going to do this official rollout in 2020 where all their employees will have training and know how to do this. There will be a form, probably, that has an M and an F and an X box. They're still kind of working out those details. But there will be information online once they have them worked out for exactly what you're supposed to do. And ideally, the process will be smooth. Alexis Campbell from PennDOT says,
we don't want it to be this like secret thing that like if you go to this one lady, you can get it done. That's not how we do business. We want to create an inclusive product. We want everybody to be welcome here.
And their goal in the meantime is also not to turn people away. So you can still get an X now, even though this official rollout hasn't happened. It just means that like you, if you show up, you do have to bring in a form that you drew an additional box on. And the DMV employee who you go to might not know how to help you out, but they are supposed to call the central office. And then the central office is supposed to walk them through the system and help you out. But you can still get an X now. There will just be a smooth, easier rollout in 2020.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think this is important, this move that PennDOT is making?
I think it's government recognition of a population that has been historically erased, ignored, not counted or considered when we're talking about LGBTQ history, when we're talking about protections for LGBTQ folks. So I think literally having the government hand you a piece of paper that says you're trans, you're non-binary, I recognize that, and it's not a big deal, feels really good for people. I will say, though, that there's an argument from within the LGBTQ community to, rather than push forward with a U or an X, to pull your gender from your license entirely. Like I mentioned before, the federal government doesn't require you to have your gender on your license. It's pretty much there just as an identification marker, the same way we have eye color or height. So then some folks say, why identify us this way at all? And when I spoke with Dexter Rose, the social worker at the Mazzoni Center, that's what they thought.
Because for a lot of folks, gender is fluid and it doesn't have to be one specific marker. That might change over time.
They said, we are happy to have this X as an option, but what maybe would be even better than an X would be not asking for it at all.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Shai.
Alex Stern produces The Why, along with me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, and Annette John Hall. We have editorial direction from Katie Colinari, and we had additional editing help on this episode from Kevin McCory. Send a tweet at Shai Ben-Yaakov. We'll be back Monday.